Chapter 3 The Surprise. The following day, Kevin's mother said, "I'll bake a blueberry pie if you pick a bucketful of berries." His mother's pies were delicious, and picking berries was fun work, so he happily agreed. He ran for a bucket and was soon in the forest looking for wild blueberry bushes. He found one and began picking. He had filled more than half the bucket with blueberries when a loud sound caused him to look up from his work. A squirrel had gotten its bushy tail caught under a large fallen branch. It thrashed about, trying to tug free. Kevin noticed that the branch was wedged tightly under a rock. He pulled the branch out, freeing the squirrel. The squirrel scampered up onto the rock. Kevin expected it to race away, but it didn't. Instead, it studied Kevin, its dark eyes blinking. Kevin stepped closer to see if it was hurt. He reached out to the squirrel, but what he saw made him jump back in shock. The squirrel began to spin. With each turn, he spun faster and faster. Finally, he was no more than a blur. As he turned, he rose into the air until he looked like a small tornado. When the spinning stopped, the squirrel was gone. A boy sat on the rock in the squirrel's place. He blinked at Kevin with the same dark eyes as the squirrel. "Thanks," he said after a moment, smiling. "I was climbing on that branch when it cracked and came crashing down on me." "You were the squirrel?" Kevin asked.